This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. It's time to take a look at the South American weather and crops for another week. We'll have more from Allendale right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
While the weather is nice and clear in South America, it's still notably dry. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the weather is supportive for harvest progress in the short term, but the dryness could become concerning if it continues for too long.
It's clear skies in Brazil for the 1 to 5 day forecast. Should be some active harvest to finish things out for the early corn and bean crops. And maybe a little bit of concern, but not a ton. When it comes to that second crop corn, because we are entering that drier period, but we're getting past that yield determination phase. So we should be in the clear on that, but it will be noted that we are on the drier side for Brazil. Argentina with some heavier rains, a little bit in the further north sections, but decent rains for many of the areas that are producing at this point.
As it has been for many weeks, McBride said harvest progress in Brazil is inching closer to the finish line.
Yeah, I say it about every week now. We're almost to the finish line on soybeans, 98% complete, five-year average 96%. Last week they were at 96%. So they're there. They're basically just cleaning things up for soybeans at this point. First crop corn doing very well. It is ahead of the five-year average. We're sitting at 87%. That puts them 3% ahead of the five-year average and 5% ahead of last year. So first crop corn, which is only about a quarter of the overall corn production, is doing very well, getting close to its final push as well.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.